But to determine whether a broader agreement can be reached, we've had very good discussions, very, very good discussions. And you have to understand, I know my whole life has been a negotiation, but with Iran, we've been negotiating for a long time. And this time, they mean business. And it's only because of the great job that our military did is the reason they mean business. They want to settle, and we're going to get it done, I hope. So hopefully this will be possible, but no matter what, we'll ensure that Iran never obtains a nuclear weapon. They can't have a nuclear weapon.
If these talks go well and you reach a ceasefire agreement with Iran, do you believe Israel would abide by that agreement?
I think Israel will be very happy with what we have. We just spoke to Israel a little while ago. I think they'll be very happy. This will be peace for Israel, long-term peace, guaranteed peace. If this happens, and, you know, I can't guarantee it, but I think it's going to. My life is a deal. That's all I do is deals my whole life. I think this is something that's going to happen. And why wouldn't it happen?
Thank you. Three to four moves. Who's going to be in control of
that?
That'll
be opened very soon, if this works.
How soon? And who's in control of it? Will Iran still be able to control the flow of oil?
Be jointly controlled.
By whom?
Maybe me. Maybe me.
You want the United States to be
me and the Ayatollah, whoever the Ayatollah is, whoever the next Ayatollah. Look, and there'll also be a form of a very serious form of a regime change. Now, in all fairness, everybody's been killed from the regime. They're really starting off. There's automatically a regime change. But we're dealing with some people that I find to be very reasonable, very solid. The people within know who they are. They're very respected. And maybe one of them will be exactly what we're looking for. Look at Venezuela, how well that's working out. We are doing so well in Venezuela with oil and with the...
There are no talks right now, direct or indirect. I assure you, absolutely no talks. But the Iranians are on their guard. There is no way in the world that the Iranians are going to trust Trump or the Trump regime for even a second. We are at war. This is a war of defense. We will continue to fight against the two aggressive regimes, the Trump regime and the Netanyahu regime, until they are defeated and until Iran's conditions are met. And Iran is prepared for a very, very long war. Iran has the United States, it has Trump by the throat. Iran controls the Strait of Hormuz, and the United States can do nothing about it. Even if the United States launches an assault, a land, and tries to take territory from Iran or a foothold on Iranian territory, nothing will change. There is not a chance in the world that Iran will allow oil to go through the Strait of Hormuz without its consent, and Trump knows it. So
it is the 23rd of March. This is the 15th update. As we've seen on this video, Trump is either playing 5D chess or 5-dimension chess, and he's playing the markets, or he's trying to play the markets. His threat to blow up all of the Iranian or energy infrastructure, which I guess includes nuclear power plants and create nuclear disasters, was answered by Iran, which said, we're going to take out everything that everybody has in the Persian Gulf and Israel, and that's it, all the energy station. Now, they've shown that Diman, they can hit, they hit a bunker, next time they'll hit the nuclear power plant. So if the U.S. and Israelis want to escalate that way, Israel will have a nuclear meltdown of its own. Plus desalination plants, which will cause a mass die-off. 40, 50, 60 million people will be dead within the week of lack of water. Human body. I mean, you look at countries like Qatar, you look at countries like Bahrain, United Arab Emirates. They mostly rely almost 100, if not 100%, on water desalination. There's just no drinking water, very minimal drinking water in those areas. And they have huge populations. By the way, there are hundreds of thousands of Americans and their families stranded all over the place. And the U.S. government is doing nothing to get them out. Russia has gotten its citizens out that wanted to leave. Russia's helped other countries like Georgia get their citizens out. Other countries have gotten their citizens. U.S. just abandoned their citizens. Well, Mr. Trump, well, Mr. Hegseth, if anybody wants to harm Americans, oh, I'm going to come after them. Yeah, well, how about all the Americans you just dropped off? Hmm? And while we're at it, Americans dropped off to die. This.
Allahu Akbar. Ona vera kef, cemaat.
This is the base at Erbil, which is northern Iraq, that's under fire constantly. And don't tell me there's no American casualties there. Don't tell me that's bullshit. That's what it is. Absolutely. And any American soldier there has got to know that he's been left out to dry by this administration that doesn't want to admit that he's even there getting shot at. I mean, look at the amount of missile fire coming in on this base. And there's constant gunfire. So sooner or later, I'm be wondering if they haven't or are not getting close to running out of ammunition. After all, 25 days of mostly nonstop, or 24 days, I'm sorry, of mostly nonstop battles. How much ammunition have they got? Maybe they're getting resupplied somehow by air. But that's a dangerous outfit, considering the U.S. just lost Stratofueler right over Iraq to an Igla 2 missile. So either way, you know, if anything for these 82nd Airborne or these Marines to be used intelligently brought into the Middle East, they should be used to get those guys out. They're not going to more likely be used to get those guys out. Maybe reinforce them, just get more people into an area where they're surrounded and cut off. I could expect that from Trump at this point, and the brain pool he's got in the Department of War, because they want war. They just don't want to be the ones, most of them don't want to be the ones on the front line. I mean, you've got Nancy Graham there who's saying, you know, they're finally going to end 2,000 years of Iranian threat. Okay, never mind that Iran hasn't, or Persia before that, same thing, hasn't started a war in over 200 years. 2,000 years now. Yeah, Nancy, get off the coke. You've been visiting Zelensky way too much. Way too much sharing with Zelensky there. 2,000 years. So they've definitely been a threat to America for 2,000 years. That's right. South Carolina, this is the best you can do? Seriously? You're not ashamed of yourself? So anyways, Trump's talking about peace, that they're talking peace. The thing is the Iran counter threat would wipe out a huge portion of the population in the Arab areas, more than half of which are foreigners, and a good chunk of are Western foreigners. It would wipe out any potential to get oil flowing in. As I'm saying now, you know, the damage that I've seen done in Qatar from the photographs, I'm giving it a year and a half to 2 years to get all that back online. I mean, realistically speaking, damaged vessels, damaged piping, damaged metal construction, all of that has to be ripped up. I mean, you're not going to straighten that back out. You send it off to the scrapyard, remelt it, reforge it, or recast it. A new infrastructure and equipment has to be brought in. And that's as of right now. If Iran is hit and Iran responds, as it will, I am very sure, you're talking about 3, 4, 5 years. And for all of those who are talking, oh, don't worry, U.S. has got Venezuela. Yeah, keep dreaming. Venezuela is producing about 800,000 barrels a day, under 1 million. If you really push the equipment to the breaking point, they might get to be about 1 million of heavy tar crude. High in sulfur and heavy. You want more? That costs money and time. It's going to take 2 to 5 years to really get Venezuela start getting it producing. And the estimates are running in the tens of billions of dollars. Yeah, system's broken. You can't fix a lot of that equipment. You have to replace it. It's worn out. It's partially Chavez and Maduro's fault. It's partially America's fault. I've covered this in previous videos. Point is though, you can't flex up. Look, and then you have Argentina's what's it, Milei. I don't know. Are all the mega the Trump wannabes idiots? I mean, I think they are. Milei comes out, virtue signaling. Milei, Argentina will cover EU needs because we can do it.
Una senda similar. Por dar un ejemplo, ahora Argentina está en condiciones de garantizar la seguridad energética de Europa. Estamos viviendo una fiebre del oro en inversiones de energía. Imagínense que para 2030 exportaremos arriba de 30 mil millones de dólares por año.
Well, no, dumbass, you can't do it. Let's just do basic math. Let's see. EU needs, let's see. Argentina produces in oil. We'll cover oil first. 880,000 barrels per day. 880,000 barrels per day of oil. You can't cover the needs of the EU. The EU from Qatar was buying more oil from Qatar. I'm sorry, from the the Middle East was buying more oil than you can cover. You're under 1 million barrels. And by the way, most of that gets used up by Argentina internally. So I guess you could strip Argentina of all its oil and try to cover, but you still can't. That's an interesting point there, isn't it? So oil is out. We'll forget about oil. And by the way, Europe, since price bidding is going to go up because there's not enough oil, unless you really want to take a cut, you'll send it to Europe because Europe is poor now. Is getting much poorer and cannot outbid Asia for the price of oil. But let's go to gas, because that's the big one. So, Argentina is producing 5.4 billion cubic feet per day of gas. To replace Qatar, the EU needs 494 billion cubic feet of gas per year, or that's 1.2 billion cubic feet of gas per day. Well, that sounds like Argentina can do it. You know, it produces 5.4, it needs only 1.2 to replace Qatar, and since Russia is leaving the market too, Russia sold last year to the EU 1,112 billion cubic feet per day equivalent. So in other words, per year, I'm sorry. So per day, that's 3.05 billion cubic feet. So 1.2 plus 3.05, oh, that's 4.25. And Argentina produces 5.4. That's great. Argentina can cover them. Oh, wait. Oh, you mean the Argentinian people want to be able to cook their food and heat their houses and heat their water? Why the hell do the peasants, the Argentine peasants, need anything? Their Israeli master in the day elected, a possible, I think he's now claiming he's a relative, a distant relative of Netanyahu. Well, their Israeli-owned master has other plans. They don't need to heat. He's going to feed Europe. I mean, Argentina produces 4.7 billion cubic feet per day. True, they kind of want to use about 4.7 billion cubic feet per day, which only leaves 0.8, not enough to even cover Qatar. But hey, if you're a Trump such a cunt, and you want to virtue signal and kiss ass, Well, why don't you do the mealy thing? Yes, we can do this. You know, however, how many other idiots are there? Plenty of idiots. So will Argentina go broke and bankrupt with no gas for its economy and feed Europe? And the other question is, the money that comes from Europe, will that go to Trump's offshore accounts? Just asking for a friend. So, speaking of the war in Iraq, and it is a war in Iraq, Spain and Poland have gone.
Dzień dobry. Dobry wieczór nawet. Czołem. Dobrze was widzieć. Czołem.
Their troopies went very quickly on a plane and did the only smart thing they could. Got the hell out of there. And the Iranian, the Iraqi militias have allowed them to leave. They're not allowing the Americans to leave. That's already a slightly more personal battle right there. But these NATO minions are allowed to leave. And they did the smart thing. Looks like a bunch of others are in the process of leaving or are already leaving. But Iran, I mean, again, back to these negotiations that Trump announces negotiations because, again, they saw if Iran hits everything, it's done. So Trump comes out and the stock market was going down hard. And after all, that's what matters. It doesn't matter Epstein's victims were there of Epstein's ring and his clients. You remember what was what Bondi said. The markets. Look at the markets. That's all that matters to the Trump crowd right now is the markets, not the little people. They're irrelevant. The gasoline's gone up in America, petro 33% and climbing. It's irrelevant. So he tells them, we're in peace talks. We're in peace talks. I saw in the videos at the beginning. We're in peace talks. That's right. We're doing peace talks. And the markets go down. I mean, these people are still that silly. I mean, a very, very, very big chunk of markets is not fundamentals, it's emotions. Oh, it's peace talks, we're going to be done. And then those dastardly Iranians, they come out and go, no, there are no peace talks. The Trump's talking to himself, or rather he's talking at the market, and the prices go right back up. You couldn't see that one coming. The Trump says 5 days, 5 days he's not going to bomb. Guarantee you Saturday or Sunday he'll be bombing. This is Trump. Anything he's saying, you cannot trust. Watch. He'll go strike. Iran will strike back. And then the Persian Gulf will be out of commission. At least the Arab countries will be out of commission for at least the next 4 to 5 years. Watch. They're already going to be out of commission for a year, year and a half. Serious damage, especially Qatar. Qatar. It's going to be out for at least a year and a half. Now, if it goes full scale, you could go 5, 6, 7 years. All these countries will probably just die off and wither away. So we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, that's Trump right there. And all these MAGA fools are still believing him. I mean, the man lies nonstop. So he's either lying or he's seriously talking to himself, dementia level. Now, will they ever initiate the 25th Amendment on them? Well, you know, Vance and others, they want to have a career. The problem is, you know, you have to have most of the cabinet behind it, A. B, there's a saying, if you're going to strike the king, you're going to make sure you kill the king. And if there's any chance Trump is going to be able to stay in place, all these guys' careers are over. And they know it. So more likely, no, they're not going to do anything. It has to get to the point of literally nuclear war getting started. Maybe at that point they'll go, career or no career, my kids are going to turn into dust. So maybe I'll, you know, do something if it's not too late. And this is the same Trump, by the way, that keeps claiming, on the one hand, it's all over, we've beaten them, they've got nothing. The straits, you know, that doesn't matter, we don't use them. Europe, you have to come in and clean your straits because it's nothing. The U.S. Navy can't do it or won't do it because, you know, we don't want to lose an aircraft carrier or two and a bunch of other ships. So Europeans go do it. And the Europeans are going, no. Of course, yeah, Europe is going to be the one that's suffering the most out of this, of course, that goes without saying, but they're not too thrilled to go running off and dying for Trump's glory, or lack of glory, whatever you want to call it. And here's, by the way, another one. Turkey, Erdogan being the great defender of Muslim rights and the downtrodden, sent 57 tankers full of oil to Israel. Azerbaijani and Kazakhstani oil tankers, too. Let that one sink in for you. Even though now that the, how much Israelis are going to be able to use that since, yeah, the Haifa refinery is taking a couple of hits. Oh, again, it may be minor hits, it may be major hits, I don't know. But they've gotten 57 tankers, and this came out, see the article? Yeah, it came out in the news. 57 tankers. Yeah, tankers are supposed to go to Europe. So, yeah, Europe, here's your little problems. Or maybe they were heading to Australia. By the way, here's a video out of Australia. They're out of fuel. They're saying hundreds of gas stations are just out of fuel. That's it. Australia's got to be one of the stupidest countries in the world overall. Any normal country at this point, that leadership would be running for its life if they're still breathing. But not in Australia. No, the peasants are well tamed, regardless that most of their ancestors were, or forefathers were criminals. The problem is too many of their forefathers were police, and they're very well tamed peasants. You know, just... Australia ruined its relationship with China, who bought 50% of its production. I mean, Australia is basically a resource hub. It has almost no manufacturing. It does wine, things like that also. It's mediocre quality wine, if you ask me. But China was buying up over 50% of Australia's production. So they ruined their relationship with China for the Americans. Yeah, you're winners. I mean, how moronic do you have to be? Oh, and they jabbed about 90% of the population. So they're having population control issues right now, if you get my point. So here's a great set of logic that the Israelis are pushing to the Europeans. Europe can be all of the EU, including the and non-EU, all the NATO countries in Europe, including the UK, are targetable by Iran. Iranian missiles can reach it. Even though the Iranian government has said we didn't fire any missiles at Diego Garcia, so we don't know what the hell was flying down. It wasn't ours. You'd think they'd be screaming, yeah, baby. You got one missile, the other one came pretty close. Yeah, next time it'll be like 2030, we'll get you. But they're not saying that. They're saying, yeah, we didn't fire anything that direction. Why Diego Garcia? Because that's about 4,000 kilometers, which makes the big ring get up to the UK. So the Israeli disinformation campaign is, hey, you have to attack Iran so Iran doesn't attack you. Because once you attack Iran, Iran will attack you. Oh. The best way to defend against Iran attacking you is to attack Iran, so Iran has to attack you. But let's follow the logic. well, the logic not for the Europeans, of course, the logic for the Israelis. If Iran is now fighting or hitting European bases, that's less missiles it'll be sending toward the Israelis that started all of this and are the heart and soul of all of this. Yeah, so of course Israel is happy to bring the Western European countries into sacrifice for itself. Why not? They're Goya. Nothing major. So let's see what happens. First of all, what we're looking at right now is Israel getting hit.
Yo, Masi. Yimele. Efila. Yo.
Ma quel pezzo? Kim?
אתה לא יכול לראות כי זה פגע לו בצד.
יו. שמו ישראל.
וואי, בוא, כיבוי יש.
בהם, בהם.
Why, man, say, go!
Yes, can we shoot? 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 Yes, can we
shoot? Yes, can we shoot? Yes, can we shoot? Yes, can
we shoot? Yes, can we shoot? Yes,
can we shoot? Yes, can we shoot? Yes, can we shoot? Yes, can we shoot?
Yes,
can we
יש מישהו בפנים?
This goes to the commentary of there are no more missiles in Iran that Trump likes to repeat every single day. We've destroyed everything. I don't know. And with nothing, they keep hitting everything. So I don't know. I don't know how that works. I mean, it's some new laws of physics, I guess. But for some reason, the Israelis keep getting hit. American bases like this one in Bahrain, you can see the Patriot Control Center got hit. The Patriot launchers weren't hit, but the control center got hit. So, yeah, without that, you're not going to launch those Patriots. And the non-existent Iranian anti-aircraft systems have taken down, just today, they took down another Reaper, they took down another F-15, and they took down a Lucas drone, which for some reason looks exactly like either a Shahid or a Garand 2, Garand 3 drone. This one looks like a Garand 2. Oh. Wonder why. So much for anything new coming out. And as for Israelis, who are, by the way, now screaming war crimes, because some of those videos that you see, you saw of Israel getting hit, you saw the multi-head cluster munitions, and they're screaming war crimes that Iran has hit residential buildings. Yeah, the very country that, look at this video.
Мы находимся в Дахе на сегодняшний день. Это самый опасный квартал Бейрута. Вот буквально за мной вы видите полностью разрушенное здание. Здесь очень много разрушенных машин. Магазины не работают, людей на улице нету. Большая часть из жителей уже находится в лагерях для беженцев. Вот, собственно, так сейчас выглядит этот квартал.
Is bombing Beirut, is bombing Tyre, exterminating those cities, mass murdering the population, has the gall. This country that started wars across everything is murdering, killed 500,000 civilians in Palestine, whose vigilantes run out in the West Bank, where the little Palestinians left of the West Bank, and throw rocks at the drivers, if not out, flat out shoot them. Randomly murdering people. The very same nation is screaming that now that it's getting hit. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. They're the cry bully. That's the word of the year, cry bully. Memorize it. That should be written on the Israeli flag. We are Cry Bully Incorporated. You know, we'll bully everyone until we get smacked upside the head, then we're going to cry. Oh, they're hitting us. Oh, it's a war crime. Never mind that we're burying women and children under rubble as we detonate 2,000-pound bombs or 1,000-kilo bombs at bases of a high-story apartment building so they all fall down on themselves. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what we're having dealing with. What else have we got? What else have we got in this upstate? Well, what's coming in is there's at least one brigade of the 82nd Airborne already deployed in the Middle East. We'll see what they're used for. I think Trump may actually send them in a meat grinder at this point. I no longer put it past him. Or Hegseth is going to say yes, sir, no matter what. And so are the generals. I mean, there's not going to be a resignation. I'll be shocked if there's even one resignation of any general giving up his future high million-dollar career for what, the lives of its troops? Are you serious? They have priorities, man. They have priorities. 57 vessels. Turkey sent 57 vessels. Keep that in mind. 50 freaking 7 vessels. Tankers. Yeah. What else have we got? Iranian sanctions. Watch the video.
The Treasury lifted sanctions on Iranian oil that was out to sea. Do you criticize President Obama for giving Iran $1.7 billion?
Well, I just want to have as much oil in the system as possible.
But Iran is
and we don't even know if Iran gets that money. Frankly, I think it's very hard for them to get it. but you have ships that are out there that are loaded up with oil. Rather than keep it there, I would rather see it go to the system. Any small amount of money that Iran gets is not going to have any difference in this war. But I want to have the system be lubricated.
Even $14 billion, you don't think helps them?
Where's the $14
billion? Because the inflated price, they get $14 billion from the...
I don't think they're getting the money.
Now let's talk about it. This is clown world at this point. The U.S. has unsanctioned Iranian oil. Again, the U.S. is doing this bullcrap about the oil is on these tankers sitting around because of our sanctions. Russian oil, Russian... No, it was there because it was oil. Oil was dropping in price and nobody wanted to sell storage facilities. And that they're giving Iran the right to unsanction and sell that. Yeah, Iran was selling oil with your sanctions, without your sanctions. For the last 30 years, I've been selling oil with your sanctions, without your sanctions. Nobody gives a damn about your sanctions. But it's good PR for the people. Look, it's not that bad. We're on sanctions. And all of a sudden, 120 million barrels are going to appear.
Those barrels are mostly already being bought by someone because, you know, you've created a disaster in the Middle East. So, enjoy the higher oil prices for the U.S. Oh, Trump's making money off this. So are the donor-owner class. They're definitely making money off of it. Sorry, peasants. You don't. Somebody has to pay for this. I mean, he's making money of it because it's higher price. So somebody has to pay that higher price. You peasants get to pay that higher price. And that price will also trickle down into everything that you buy, eat, drink, wear, watch, and so on. But hey, it's not like Trump couldn't regulate prices in America and control exports so that your gas prices don't go up. But you know how he abandoned those Americans in the Middle East? Yeah, you're in the same boat. Sorry, you don't count. It's the big bucks. Cha-ching, baby. Cha-ching. Just like what Lindsey Graham hears every time a missile fires. Cha-ching. So yes, sorry, but that's what you get. That's what you get for having the system that you have that elects people like the Bidens or the Trumps and so on. Now, with all their issues, that's just how it runs, man. That's just how it runs. Think internally. Look internally. Do I deserve these kinds of leaders? I mean, really ask yourself. Because if you don't, what have you done otherwise? Probably nothing. And the vast majority, or the majority of Americans wouldn't hear this message anyway, so they're all behind us. I don't know how far behind they're going to be on this, but they'll definitely be behind on their rent, and they'll definitely be behind on food bills. I mean, for those who are not in America, and this apparently has come up recently, some of the grocery stores in the U.S. are now issuing credit cards and credit, like short-term credit for people to buy groceries. At high percentage rates, of course. Interest rates. Think about that. You have to take credit out to buy food from the grocery store. You don't think everything's broken at this point? I mean, my God, I don't know what else you need to tell you that. Shit's broken, man. And it's stinking bad. Stinking like stinking like the Ford. That's how bad that's stinking. Well, that's everything for now, ladies and gentlemen. Again, look at Trump's rationality or irrationality. He changes his mind, you know, between breakfast, brunch, lunch, first dinner, second dinner, midnight snack. He could change his mind all the way around, do a full 360. Not a Baerbock 360, but a full 360. And I leave you on that, ladies and gentlemen. I'll leave you on that. We will talk soon again. Absolutely. Let me know what you're over under that Trump attacks during these 5 days. I think by Saturday, he'll probably be launching an attack. And the curtain is going to be drawing on the Middle East, particularly the Persian Gulf, the southern Persian Gulf Middle East. A lot of those countries are going to either disappear or get very, very... let's put it this way. Real estate prices in Dubai and Qatar
and all these other areas are going to be very, very affordable. Cheers. God bless. And do pray for all the people that are on all sides, that are the innocent people that are on all sides that are getting hit and that are going to be victims. And please share, like, sign up. Let this channel grow. Let my people grow. Yeah, that's why I don't do karaoke, by the way. It only gets worse. Cheers. God bless.